If you're going all over the world, chances are you're going to take a plane to get to your destination. Jennifer Kautz Clay is on with us this morning to talk about how flying has changed. 3.8 billion passengers were carried globally in 2017. So, you know, we talk a lot about the headlines as it relates to airlines. We want to learn from Jennifer just how the airlines are actually doing it in terms of meeting our needs from a passenger standpoint. So good morning and welcome.
Yes, good morning, Patty. Good morning, Lucas.
All right, so Jennifer, you have a new ebook, or there's a new ebook app that features images and airline related organizations and more to kind of help us navigate the friendly skies. And let's talk about that. What are the airline trends coming in 2018?
Yes, the trends for 2018, we're going to see airlines trying to keep fares low. For example, here in the United States, the fares over the past year were 3% lower than the previous year. So that's relevant to economy class. However, we also see the big move to provide accommodation that's more comfortable than economy class at the back of the bus. We're seeing premium economy and business class evolving and becoming more attractive.
Fantastic, yes, because we want to be comfortable when we fly. We want to know how to save money, get the best ticket price, but also feel comfortable in the process of travel. What are we seeing in terms of first class? Is this is first class only for the rich and famous, or can we also enjoy some of the amenities there?
Ooh, well, first class is lovely. It always has been lovely. Now, what's happening with first class is we see amazing developments in what they call the gold standard airlines, for example, Emirates, Qatar, Singapore Airlines, where there are private suites with double beds, with shower facilities, vanity units, executive desks. And so that's the top of the line. But the really interesting thing is how business class has benefited from what they call trickle-down product upgrades. Many business class seats now and cabins, for example, on Delta, on American Airlines, on United, they're better than first class used to be 10 years ago. So, yes, the more luxurious approach to travel is coming within reach of the normal wallet and the normal pocketbook.
Good news.
Jennifer Clay is an author. She has a book called Jetliner Cabins, Evolution and Innovation. It's a new ebook app, so you can get that today. Jennifer, tell us this. You obviously fly a lot. This is your space, so to speak. How do you navigate either buying a ticket, what airline you like to fly, how you navigate through the dreaded TSA lines, how you dress? Talk a little bit about how you navigate our airports and the friendly skies.
Well, airports are more congested now than they used to be, and you're right, this is all part of the stress of traveling, but normally once you're on board the aircraft, things ought to be much more relaxed. So it's a good idea to try to plan in advance. Why? There are so many ticket options and good bargains if you hunt around. On the internet, we have tools available to us these days that didn't exist even 5 years ago. Corporate travel, they usually work via travel agencies who specialize in their part of the world, their routes. And getting to the airport early is something that helps. Also, trying to fly at times when you're not going to be bowled over by the rush, you know, first thing on Monday, last thing on Friday. Aim for midweek, aim for early in the morning rather than later in the day, because if something is delayed early in the morning, you'll still probably get away and travel during the day. Whereas if you arrive at the airport in the afternoon and if there's some kind of problem, then you might not get away until very late or possibly the next day. So those are some practical approaches that can be helpful.
It sounds like your book Jetliner Cabins Evolution and Innovation is not only great for passengers, but really holds tips for anyone, from the pilot himself, perhaps, to the passengers.
Thank you for saying that. It's interesting that you mentioned pilots because, for example, Delta always had a long tradition that the pilot would welcome the passengers at some point during the flight, not when he's doing his work, obviously, but you usually see a Delta pilot at the door when the passengers are disembarking. And the link with the pilot is important. So, yes, I hope that my book is of interest to not just people in the aviation business, but people who love to fly, people who love aircraft. I'm biased. I think this is a wonderful subject.
Well, we love the information that you have provided for us this morning at Palmetto Mornings. Thank you so very much, and continued success to an already very impressive success record that we see here that you have. So thanks for all that you do, contributing to make the airline industry even better.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Lucas.
Have a great day.